So we are going to talk about domestic violence just now after the festivities, and it's probably rampant after that or during it. So here's Nora Gibbons, an expert and an activist on domestic violence. Good morning, Nora.
Good morning, Shimley. And a happy new year to all of you, all of the staff here, and indeed to all of the listeners.
Yes, and happy new year to you, Nora.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk about something that's not very happy about, things that happen during festive seasons.
Yes.
And especially about intimate partner violence.
Yes. And indeed, all holidays, there is an increase in intimate partner violence, particularly, I think, where there are where people are thrown together who wouldn't normally spend a lot of time in each other's company.
Mm.
But the festive season, particularly Christmas, is a time of a lot of pressure for a lot of families.
Yes.
Now, pressure doesn't lead to domestic violence,
yes,
but it can be a contributory function. Everybody wants it to go perfectly. Everybody wants to have the perfect Christmas, the perfect dinner, the perfectly cooked turkey. And for some people, that can become what it's all about.
Yes.
Instead of spending time with those we love, with family. And there is a lot of pressure.
Yes.
So we find that over the Christmas season and right into the new year, where people are particularly not back to work, or where indeed people have overspent money,
yes,
that can be a time,
yes,
when tempers boil over.
Yes.
And usually women, not always women, but usually women are on the rough end of somebody's fist.
Yes.
Basically, their husbands are their partners.
Yes, this, as you were saying, Nora, it's about striving for perfection.
Yes,
and that's part of it. It's a form of abuse, isn't it?
It is, yes, absolutely a, yes, form of abuse, because the person striving for perfection is not normally spending too much time achieving the perfection themselves.
Yes, yes.
But they want it created for them by somebody else.
Yes.
And basically, there's an old saying that you're kind of spoiling for a row.
Yes.
And of course, when perfection is what we're aiming for, it's very easy not to reach that standard.
Yes. And
very
that becomes, few of us. Yes, that becomes an excuse.
And
for
that
violence.
Becomes an excuse, yes, for violence, because domestic violence goes on all year round,
yes,
from the 1st until the 31st of December, the 1st of January to the 31st of December. It's an all year round phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's a morning phenomenon, a nighttime phenomenon, a daytime phenomenon. There's no particular times, although there are times when tension are heightened.
Yes.
For some of your listeners, I've no doubt at all, they will have seen the woman who walked into doors.
Yes.
And there's a scene where the gentleman involved is walking up to the house. You can see that he has a few drinks on him, and he gets in, and his dinner is on the table. It's ready, but it's been there a while because, of course, he's been in the pub drinking, and he. The kids are, you can see the children freeze because they want to know what daddy is coming through the door. Is it nice daddy or is it not nice daddy? And so he takes the dinner and he flings it across the room, and he just lays into his wife, who's very quickly on the ground, cowering, and he's kicking her, and he's, and the children, the faces of the children. And I notice in particular there's one young lad who's probably a bit young, maybe 8 or 9, and you can see the hatred for his dad building in his face. And you think one day that's where you'll find your comeuppance, if you like. That young man is going to grow up. And then when your man's finished kicking his wife around, he sits down then at the table and says, right, cook me a dinner now. And she has to get up with her face beginning to swell and whatever, and start cooking a dinner all over again that she probably can't really afford, because there's nothing left in the cupboard, and the dinner she had cooked for her husband and all of the children has been chucked all over the the floor and the thing. And then his next request is, clean this place up. Why is it never clean?
Mm.
You know, so it's kind of like not taking any responsibility at all. Yes. For your own actions.
Laura, do you think, I mean, that kind of scenario probably goes on all the time.
Yes, it
but
does.
But during festive times, they might hide it, and yeah. or else it'll be enhanced.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes what happens is, and the woman, especially during festive times, she's not able, because the house is full with the relations or with people coming and going,
yeah.
and she doesn't have a space even to ring woman's aid.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, and then she knows that it's holiday time and yeah. the children are at home.
Yes.
So she can't talk.
Yes.
And
yes.
this kind of sound of silence.
Yes.
Especially.
Yes, and it really tells on women the burden that they have to carry.
Yes.
Because they have to carry their own burden.
Mm.
There's pain involved, you know.
Yes.
If you have a good, strong man, and he's hitting a small or
woman,
a light
yeah.
woman, that's painful.
It is. Yeah.
Real pain.
Mm.
He may break easily, a face, a jaw, or something serious, something quite serious.
Yes.
And then forbid her to go to hospital.
Yes.
Because he doesn't want the story to be out.
Yes.
And particularly at festive time, when everybody is putting a nice face on for
yes,
the
yes.
stranger, and they, what they call it, is being a house devil and yes. a street angel,
mm.
and all of us would have known people like that mm. over our lifetimes, I think.
Mm.
And if you weren't sure, you'd have a fair good idea.
Yes.
But until we have adequate accommodation for women and their children, it is very difficult to advise. When Women's Aid would say this, the first thing, of course, is to have a listening voice,
yes.
To have a listening ear, but then you need to be able to advise the woman, if it's a woman, where can she go for safety?
Yes.
Because we know that when women attempt to take themselves and their children out of these situations,
yes.
it is most dangerous time for them, because the man is losing control.
Yes.
And people yes. are going to find out what life has been like living with them.
Yes.
So they don't like that. So we really need to have more accommodation available through Women's Aid and the many other organisations, so that women and children are safe.
Yes.
Because otherwise there's no point in identifying what's going on.
That's true, yes.
The women know better than any of us what's going on.
Yes.
But they're frightened, because unless you can provide somewhere safe for them, and they can't find that themselves,
mm-hmm.
particularly nowadays, where there's so little accommodation available.
Yes.
And accommodation that would have been available to them have now to be shared out with people who are homeless for other reasons,
mm.
and all of them valid, on the whole. We have people who are living in very unsatisfactory direct provision. They're looking, some of them have already got residence, but they can't get somewhere to stay.
Yes.
So we have a huge accommodation problem,
yes.
across all sectors
yes.
of society.
Yes.
And we have, of course, people sleeping on the streets and all kinds of things that we hadn't seen a lot of in the last number of years.
Yes.
Until the last number of years.
Yes.
There were always some, of course, but it's now kind of grown to epidemic
yes.
proportions. And all of these factors have to be taken into consideration.
The main problem is really, like, for instance, if a woman goes to Women's Aid, and of course, if she has no accommodation, she can't get out of the situation.
Yes, that's the difficulty.
Yes. That accommodation seems to be a difficulty for all walks of life,
yes.
people who need it.
Who need it.
Yes.
Yeah, we just do not have enough accommodation. And I was disappointed to hear that the Dublin City Council
mm.
has now said that they're going to sell off some of their land for huge amounts of money,
yes.
instead of building suitable accommodation.
Yes.
At a reasonable rent.
Yes.
Nobody's asking anyone to give that there should be no payment for it. But there used to be good local authority accommodation available, and some of the accommodation that was built was top class in terms of space, in terms of the type of building, and much better than what some of the developers are now building.
Yes.
But we don't have any of that anymore. We don't have, and I was said just, I think it was yesterday that I was reading that Dublin City Council had agreed to
sell off
a lot of their land to developers instead of building themselves.
And the other thing is, probably they may, I don't know how relevant this is, but even the accommodation, when they are built, should they be built for the purpose of it?
Yeah.
What kind of?
Well, I don't think you can. I think you have to have mixed accommodation.
Yes.
Because if you had accommodation that's solely, and there are some, but not in big portions anywhere, if you had accommodation that only houses, for example,
people,
then it's the locations of those would become known very, very quickly.
Yes.
So it wouldn't be safe anymore.
Absolutely.
So I think we need to keep women where they always are, in mixed communities.
Yes.
And that means that the people in the community who are not needing a lot of help can help those who do need help.
Right.
And that's how our society has always worked.
Mm. So what you're saying is, if there were purpose-built ones, especially for women who in this situation,
yes,
that it is a little bit dangerous, isn't it?
I think so, it is.
It is now, I think there are special places where women can go, but then the men find it out.
Yes, they find it out, and then you have to move them again.
Yes.
And that's very difficult, particularly it's difficult for children.
Yes.
Because they've already had to move schools. They've had to explain why they've now come to my school as a distinct from your school, where all their friends were, and to have to do that once and live with that.
Hmm.
But then if you have to move them again, and particularly if you have to move them, so a lot of efforts are made to keep the children in school.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
again, depending on the safety,
yes,
you know, because some use the children to get back at their partner, you know, and that is a very difficult place.
And locate the family where they are.
And locate the family where they are, you see. They can follow the child from school and the child wouldn't even notice, you know, but they're leading them straight back.
And it's a fear for the children. How can they go to school and, you know, relax and study or do whatever,
or take part in games or whatever. Cause, and of course, their schoolmates get to know, and they'll be saying, well, will they be here next week for the team and all of that kind of thing. So they have a lot of extra things to take on. They have a lot of extra stresses.
Yes. Environmental problems.
Environmental problems.
Problems
that our children normally don't have to face.
Exactly. And I think it's very stressful and psychologically, I mean, damaging for
very
children.
Damaging.
Yes.
And they know that now. I mean, one time when I was a young social worker, and people would say to you, well, if he's hitting his partner, then he's not hitting the children.
Yes.
And I'd say, what makes you think that?
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody's answer to every problem is to hit someone, then of course when the children are bold, they're going to get hit.
Mm.
And even if the children are not being physically abused, they are being emotionally abused because they hear the domestic violence. They are being psychologically abused because they know what's happening and they will have seen enough. And particularly now with social media and with all that can be accessed on the internet, they know, and they will have seen the films, like the woman who walked into doors, and they'll say, "That's my mum."
Do you think that the media is doing enough, or are they sensationalising?
I think they can be sensationalising.
Yes,
and certainly it's not so much what I think, but what the families who've spoken to me in relation to the study we're undertaking on behalf of the Department of Justice, that people would say, you know, it's there, it's constant, and the media, by over-describing, if you like, why do they need to do that? If I say to you, there's a woman lying in the corner who's been beaten by her intimate partner, I don't need to a description of precisely what happened.
Mm.
It's like saying that if someone is knocked down by a car, that you have to describe every piece of action that happened along the way. You only need that for evidence for a court case.
Yes.
But and families do find it extremely intrusive, and it is one of the things that put them off reporting to the Gardaí.
Yes.
Although the Gardaí have recently developed what seems like an excellent system, in that they have a chief superintendent in charge in each area,
yes,
who takes responsibility for all domestic violence reports that come in. And of course they will tell you, and they're correct, that a lot of reports come in but they're never followed through. But now they will go out and encourage the victim to make an official complaint, and even if they don't, if they have enough evidence in terms of physical evidence, or they've been to a doctor and whatever, they can get a search warrant.
Yes.
And they can, usually where men are picked up, and it's usually men, unfortunately, some men are victims, but there's not that many, they're picked up usually for other offences.
Yes.
And once they have them, that's it. But they, if they have nothing at all, you know, but nowadays DNA and everything is so good that even, you know, if there's a fist been used on my face, they can prove if skin have come off at all, they can, they have good DNA evidence, which we didn't have even a few years ago.
Yes.
Because it's much more sophisticated now.
Yeah, and domestic violence is really physical abuse as
it
well.
It is physical.
As, and there is also psychological, economic abuse.
Abuse, yeah.
Yes.
This what they describe it as coercive control.
Yes.
And it's now an offence, which it didn't used to be.
Yes.
And that can involve everything from, and you were saying about family and friends coming, but in a lot of these situations, the man controls who comes into the house, controls what money is spent on Christmas. So, for example, it's often a time that we spend more than we should.
Yes.
But it won't happen in that house. But the expectation is that everything will be produced as if there was limitless money.
Yes.
And
yes.
Not controlled. To show off.
Sure,
to show off and say, look, what
a
great provider.
We
are
yes,
a perfect
yes,
family.
Yeah.
And of course, that's not the truth
yes.
at all.
Mm.
But that's part of the control. So you have monetary control. You have control of friends. So if you have a friend that may have too much to say about something, then that could be a reason for making sure that you don't get together with that friend again.
Mm.
So slowly but surely, all the avenues that people have to talk and to share experiences are cut off.
Yes, yes.
So there's no greater control than to control everything.
Yes.
So if the person, for example, if the mum is taking the kids to school in the morning, that will be timed to see how long does it take to walk from here to school. And if there's 5 minutes gone astray, who were you talking to? What were they saying? What were you saying about me?
Yes.
You know, there's all that kind of
it's kind of paranoid. Yes.
But
yes.
It's a way of making sure that they're aware of everything that happens.
Most of these men, most of them, unless you're a psychopath, you know that you're doing something wrong.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's why they're hiding it, probably.
That's why they're hiding it. And they also, it also means that they don't have to do anything. Like, there's very good anger management courses. There is a very good group called MOVE,
yes,
which is Men Overcoming Violence.
Yes.
And they're excellent. So they're nearly everywhere now has something that you could refer a man who finds himself in that situation.
Yes.
Because maybe that is not what he intended, but has built up over time and now doesn't know what to do or how to let go of it.
Absolutely.
So there are opportunities there. There are trainings there. There are groups there where it's just men, and they're you'll have people discussing how it used to be for them and how they got out of that cycle.
Yes.
So there is help there.
Yes.
But of course, the first step is to say, I have a problem here.
Absolutely. It's like being an alcoholic, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a form of addiction to violence.
It is. They can be addicted to it. Not that that excuses in any shape or form.
Yeah.
But they can.
Yes, can.
It's they're addicted to this is the way we solve problems.
No, we're always thinking that it's only the women who are being, beaten up or the violence is towards women. There must be a small proportion of men as well.
There are. Yes. There are. And I think, some of them would say to us that they find it more difficult, although how they would know that they find it more difficult than women. But yes, there are. And again, there are men who care deeply about their partner who didn't get married or didn't get together with somebody to be beaten up or to be humiliated or whatever. And so they are there, but the percentages are very small.
Small.
And usually there's some element of addiction or some element of wanting more money all the time. And again, control.
Control. It's control all round. Probably.
It's control all round. But there is help there for men.
Yes.
I think maybe they find it more difficult.
Yeah. Is that amen? I think.
Amen as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Is there? There's a number of different organisations, and indeed all of the organisations that help women will help men and point them in the right direction.
Yes.
So none of us have any reason not to get help, except what's holding us back.
Yes. Yes,
holds people back, and particularly the silence of women and children, but also the silence of men, because they don't want to be seen as weak or intimidated, and I think they find it difficult.